What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Coffee with Corey. I'm your host, Corey Smith, here to discuss some NC State football with a special guest on this episode, Mr. Spike Soles. Spike, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing pretty all right. I'm doing all right.
I was about to say, as we're talking right now, it's 4 days away, but by the time this episode comes out, we'll be 3 days away, which means you guys will be traveling soon up to Charlottesville. What's the excitement level like for you, and how ready are you to finally get this season started?
Oh, man, the excitement level's like amazing. Like, you can feel it in practice. Like, all the guys are like, man, it's time to finally put pen to paper. You know, everybody has their thoughts and stuff throughout the offseason and stuff, but it doesn't matter once you step on the field. And so we're just ready to show what we really got.
All right, so I want to take it back to last season for you. You went through some bumps and bruises, quite literally, and played through some stuff at the end of the last season. But you were able to get on the field quite a bit as a true freshman, playing the guard position. Obviously, a little bit of a different position for you than you played most of your career, typically at the center spot. But what did you take away from last year, and what types of things did you learn that maybe were new lessons for you once you entered the college game?
Really, just the speed of the game and like respecting your opponent. Like, going from high school, like six, seven months prior, you know, I was in high school. Like, I played an All-American game. Of course, they're like good guys, but you go from that to having a scout go against, you're looking at guys who are getting drafted right after the season, Reuben Bain, Akeem Mesidor, guys like that. It's like, it's a big change. And so just getting the speed of the game, I think, helps a lot. And like, respecting your opponent in a sense, because like, my best game, like, I guess if you wanted to go by like how PFF or somebody does them, was against Notre Dame. And one of my worst was against Campbell, which is like, you're like, okay, how do you play so great against Notre Dame? Then Campbell's respecting your opponent. It's like, whoever steps on the field, I have to do everything in my power, scouting them, looking at tendencies, what the defensive linemen, linebackers, and nickels and stuff like to do.
And I, you know, first of all, just so we're clear, PFF did have you as a freshman All-American at the end of the year. So I will say this too, they're very interesting in the way that they do the grades and stuff like that. And you look at it at the end of the season and it's like, you know, you might have only graded like above that number twice in the entire year, and they'll have you at like a 77 on something. It's like, Right. Okay, yeah. Well, I guess the overall body of work, if you look at it, in the grand scheme of things, I guess it worked out a little better. But you mentioned it too. I mean, you know, learning schematically, like types of things that you're, the way that the guys that you're facing on the other side. I mean, how much easier was that this offseason to be able to adapt to that and know, all right, this is what I'm doing on a weekly basis now, as opposed to it all being kind of thrown at you at once?
It's I'd say, because of course, like going into it, like we knew we were playing Virginia. So it's like, you've had all this time to watch and everything that they're going to do, different stuff that they could throw at you. I can't get into the details of, but like, just what they're going to try and throw at us. But just having the time to know to prepare, and like a maturity standpoint, like at 18 years old, like I had a feeling I was going to play. I didn't know I was going to play as early as I did and as much as I did, but it was kind of like, okay, I'm just trying to do what I got to do week by week and get by. But now it's like, okay, I'm breaking down like players, like I can anticipate what you're about to do before you can even do it. So then it puts me in the best position to where I don't have to use like athleticism and stuff to beat you. I'm just already in the best position.
All right. So take me back to January. You're trying to make a decision on what you're going to do. Obviously a couple guys, you know, entered the transfer portal, and you make a decision to return. And you not only returned, but you and Teague Anderson both announced at the same time. What went into that, and what made NC State the right choice for you and for Teague as a duo coming back?
A lot of prayer. I'd say me and my mom, my parents, my little brother and family, like we just talked over just like a lot. And it was like, at no point did I feel I was going to leave. I love it in Raleigh. Like Coach Doran and his staff, from the day they offered me in 2023, told me like, you're our guy. And so I felt it would have been wrong of me to leave the people who entrusted in me so much and like never had a doubt in me. And so, I mean, it wasn't a hard decision, you know, just prayer and stuff. Cause you know, the transfer portal gets crazy. Like people are weird. So, but I had faith in Coach 2J, Coach Doran's playing in me, and I'm sticking with that.
And you know, there's been a few new faces that have stepped into the system as well. I mean, what have you seen from Jamari McCrimmon, from Daniel Cruz, those the newer guys coming to this program? Because, you know, for NC State fans, they haven't seen them at this point. What should they expect?
I mean, just great guys in the O-line room. Like DC and Jim are like I think we have 8 to 9 guys who, if you threw them in, I don't think we would skip a beat. And it's just like building the trust factor. Like we've had like good months, like just connecting as an offensive line. Like it's felt so seamless. Like just hanging out, watching film at each other's cribs, cookouts and stuff. Just being able to mold with each other has been really nice. And I feel very confident in the guys we've brought in.
And I guess for yourself, I mean, what areas do you feel like you needed to grow in the most? And do you feel like you did grow into the most going into your second season?
I'd say the biggest thing was just getting stronger. Like, because like last year, it's like I was able to do it. Like, there'd be times my technique would flaw, but I'd be able to get myself out of situations. But like, just being stronger has helped me, like, through fall camp, just not getting those situations. Cause it's like, okay, I'm not having to rely on my athleticism. I'm just able to move people better. Versus like, there'd be times I'd get caught up, like, stood up with a guy, and it's like, okay, we're not moving anywhere. I'd say, like, just being able to understand the offense better, in a sense, like, now it's not just what, like, at center, it's not just what I'm doing. I'm hearing what other guys are doing, how they're calling it, and how Coach Roper could call a play, and how it can manipulate linebackers, and how somebody else could fill and stuff. Just basically just maturing, in a sense.
Well, and obviously switching over to the center position, going from guard last year, I mean, again, it's a natural position for you, but it is one where you have to have really good chemistry with the quarterback behind you. And in this situation, the quarterbacks behind you with both C.J. Bailey and Will Wilson. I mean, how much has your chemistry grown with C.J. throughout this offseason? And what is it like when Will lines up back there and you guys know you're about to go on third and Will, fourth and Will, goal and Will, whatever type of situation it is behind you?
Right. I'll start off with Will. Will was my roommate when I got here. So we lived together. We ate together. Like, I lived with him. He's in my recruiting class. He helped get me here. So me and Will, it's been seamless. But with CJ, it's like when you slide into the center role, like, I think we've done a lot better job, like, just talking with each other and, like, understanding each other, like, how I might see a defense. And CJ's like, CJ can see more than I can see when I'm down in a stance. So it's me trusting him. If CJ wants to do something this way, that there's a reason why he wants to do it, and I just can't see it. And so it's like just being on the same page and just taking the time. Or there could be times where I sit on the ball and I'm looking, okay, I can see some stuff. Let's go this way. And then just doing stuff like that, just being on the same page and just clicking with each other.
And I got to ask you too, I mean, when you're trying to hold blocks for a guy that is a mobile quarterback and somebody that does you know, try to scramble and things like that, like, how much does that change for you when you're, you know, you feel like you've held a block for, you know, 4 or 5 seconds, and then you look to your right and you see a guy scrambling outside. Now you gotta finish the block downfield. I mean, how much does that kind of change your mentality when you do have a mobile quarterback behind you?
For me, it's I keep blocking to the whistle blows. So yeah. I'm moving side to side with this D lineman until I either hear a whistle blow or I see us scoring a touchdown. So I mean, with mobile quarterback, you do have to be a bit more conscious when a quarterback does take off. A D lineman is going to start pulling away from you. So it's trying not to hold him, but you also don't want him to get too close to your guy. So there's different moves and techniques that, like, I do in practice to try and combat that. But, like, it there is a difference versus, like, if, like, in high school, like, I had a pocket passer. So it's sitting there. I'm sitting there. I'm just moving with you. I know he's not going to roll out that much versus CJ, who – but with CJ, it's weird because CJ's so great at both that it's like,
yeah,
there could be times, there could be a game where CJ never leaves the pocket because he's just dotting teams up. Or there could be times where they don't cage the quarterback and he just takes off.
And I do have to ask you, because I was looking back through your social media over the last year or so, and all of the things that I ran into, first of all, I know that you're a pretty good photographer because I saw you on the baseline for NC State and UNC in the basketball game this past year. But you're also, you know, you've also played the clarinet in the past, and you still have that fresh with you as well. And then I saw you and Will actually playing some golf this offseason. Like, of those talents, which one do you feel like is your best outside of football? And are there any others that we're missing here?
I'd say photography, because that's what I used to do in high school. Like social media and all that stuff, photography was like my sauce. That's how I used to make money in high school. Like I worked at like Subway and Jimmy John's, but the best money was when I was taking pictures for like football, prom pictures, senior portraits, stuff like that. Golf is a work in progress, because golf is a love-hate relationship, but it's addicting. It's so bad. Like I probably golfed this past summer. I might have golfed every day, genuinely, or maybe every other day between Wildwood, Lonnie, Lochmere, RGA, Knights Play, like everywhere. I was golfing everywhere. And I think another skill that I have, like outside of football, I'm like my mom. I love doing DIY stuff. Like I'm about to go install something on my car after this, and try. I'm gonna see how good of a mechanic I can be.
What are we installing?
It's a cold air intake.
Okay, I got you.
We're gonna try that out.
Are you watching YouTube videos while you're doing that too?
we're gonna see how this goes.
I feel you, man. And I gotta ask you too, because one of the most important things this offseason, outside of anything else that you did, going back to February, you actually got baptized. And I wanted to ask you, I mean, how important is that? Was that to you? And how important is religion in your life and you know, the sport that you play as well?
I mean, it's the basis. Like I've had so many injuries and things that I could never get through. But then it was kind of like relying back on, like, there was somebody who's been through worse. And it was for my greater cause and for the things that I've done wrong in this life. And it was like, I was finally ready to turn to him and relay it on to him. And like a thing with baptism is life doesn't get easier after you get baptized. Like there's times where it gets even harder, but it was like, to me, it was like, I finally felt like it was time to just fully give my life to Christ. And like with my mom, like my mom is really big, like really, like through everything I've been through, her first thing is she has notes in her phone of like Bible verses just for me, because you know I've gone through a lot of stuff, but like just her just staying on and just instilling it. And actually my little brother just got baptized this past Sunday, speaking of it.
Wow, that's amazing. And how old is your little brother?
KJ's 14.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, because he's starting high school football this year, right?
So yeah, he's starting. He gonna get there. He gonna be here soon.
I got you, man. And he's at Mail too, right?
No, he went the Eastern. He didn't want to.
I got you. All right. So I do want to ask you too. I mean, you talked about your family, talking to your dad in the past a lot. He's very, very proud of where you are right now. And, being a part of your growth early on and all the way up through high school. I mean, you know, just how important has he been through all this and your family as well?
I mean, shoot. You like a clay sculptor, like how they'll like mold the clay and do all of that. That's basically like how I think of my father. Like my dad sculpted me to the person I am today. Like there's pictures of me when I could barely walk wearing my dad's football stuff. Like just from there to him being my coach my whole career, like I credit everything I've ever done to my father. Like there was times he was really hard on me and I'm like, dang, you forgetting you my dad, right? Like, yeah. But it was all for a greater purpose. And he knew I could take it. Like I knew it was truly never from a hateful sense. He wants me to be better than he is. So it's like, you just take it and you just learn and build off of it. And just all the times going to the park and training and just all the extra film study. Like I remember my freshman and sophomore year of high school, I had an offensive line coach and he'd do online film corrections. He'd record it like Google Classroom. Then he'd send the video out to us with the corrections and watch it. So all my teammates, they'd watch it by themselves. I'd watch it. And then I got my dad sitting right next to me. So I'd get yelled at by my coach. And then I got to sit and listen to my dad yell at me on top of it. I'm like, all right, something's got to change, because I'm not trying to get yelled at by either of y'all.
So oh, no.
This made me play better.
And I got to ask, too, I mean, what is it? Because not many people will have this experience. Obviously, there's a lot of people who have played sports professionally. But, you know, having a father that's played in the NFL and having that, you know, wisdom imparted on you, I mean, How big of a deal has that been for you, and how unique is that? Because again, you know, for a lot of people, they, you know, you kind of start brushing off your parents at a certain point. I know my daughter's going to do it to me because I don't know a ton about softball. I knew a lot about baseball. Softball is a different thing for me. But knowing your dad, literally played in the NFL, played along the offensive line when he was at Indiana before he went to the NFL. I mean, how unique has it been to have somebody there that you can literally listen to all the way through your entire career?
I mean, it means a lot, like, because he has answers to almost all anything on a test. But even with that, with him not, but like him playing in the NFL has gave me like probably the greatest connection I'll have in my career. Like my offense line trainer, LaCharles Bentley, he played center. He played center with my pops. He was a Pro Bowler at center and guard. Yeah. And he trained some of the best linemen. Like I've gotten to train with Willie Lampkin, who as a smaller guy, even though he went to the Dirty Foot Club, he's a great football player. Like, and you see like just how he just grinds it out. Like just my dad, just being able to rely back on him for just different knowledge. And if he doesn't have it, he knows somebody who does. It's just really big. And like going through high school, him being my coach, it was like, he knows what it takes to get to that level. So it was just him instilling that in me, like, Spike, I know what you want to do. Now, the road there might be hard and you might not like it, but I'm going to help you get to the goals that you've set.
All right, looking at Virginia this upcoming weekend, there's been a lot of people that have made a lot about that Virginia offensive line. And, you know, the fact that they have over 11,000 snaps, there's fifth year, sixth year, seventh year. Yeah, 11,000 career snaps.
Dear Lord.
The offensive line has, you know, 2 fifth-year guys, 2 six-year, and or no, 2 seventh-year and 1 six-year guy. So again, you know, they call it adult football apparently. So, but you know, do you feel like this offensive line is being overlooked a little bit in this matchup, given the fact that you know you guys have multiple returning starters from last year, along with Jamarian McCrimmon added to this unit, along with you know a guy like Daniel Cruz coming in. I mean, do you guys feel like you have a chance to have the upper hand on that side of the football too?
How I'd like to respond to that, like, because I'm a big – so, you know, I do social media. I read social media. Like, I read all the forum posts. I read all the things on Twitter and stuff. And with me, like, Coach Dorn, he tells – me personally, like, what Coach D says, put the damn ball down, and then we'll see – you can say what you want. Talk is cheap until it really happens. So you can do all your predictions and people can do all their predictions and stuff on social media and stuff until after the game. It doesn't matter.
There you go. That's true. Well, I got to ask you about your expectations for the season as a whole too. I mean, you know, again, this offensive line, one that has a lot of experience. I mean, how good do you feel like this offensive line can prove to be throughout the season?
With me personally, I tell my guys every day, I say, we are going to win the Joe Moore Award. Like, that's the standard. Like, the standard has to be the standard. Like, we're not just coming in like, okay, we're just going to come out on Saturdays or Fridays and just play. No, we're going to play to be the best offense line in the country. And if we're all five are playing as the best in the country, then that ACC championship will come. And then the ACC championship will come, and then we make it to the college football playoff. So to me, it's instilling to the guys and stuff in the room, like, we're playing to be the best. Like, there's no – all right, maybe we'll be top five in the ACC, top five in the country. We are playing to be the best in the country.
All right. Well, Spike, I appreciate you jumping on with us, and I appreciate you taking time to talk about the offensive line, about your offseason and everything in between. Anything else that I missed that you wanted to talk about that I maybe missed out on?
Not sure you hit it all, Corey.
That's what I was hoping for. All right, man. Well, Spike, I appreciate your time. Looking forward to seeing you on Saturday out in Charlottesville for the NC State season opener week 0. Thank you so much for joining us, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, guys. Well, thank you again to everybody for listening. We will talk to you again soon.